it's Jaylee. Thanks for listening to Be That, a podcast where we talk about all things mental health, relationships, motherhood, and life as a first-generation American. Tune in every week for a new episode, and thanks for being a listener. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Be That Podcast. Oof. So I feel like it's been a hot minute, right, since you all have even heard from me, like gotten a new episode. I think it's been 3 weeks, 3 weeks for sure, which super bummed out about. Like, I'm sorry I kind of just went like MIA. I was trying to update stories when I could and things like that, like on Instagram. But yeah, so kind of gonna do like this little mini episode just to kind of catch you all up on things, be a little bit more transparent with what's going on. And yeah, just a little mini episode before like you can go listen to the episode with Ashton that I'm also releasing today. So I am gonna start off by doing my rose thorn bud for the day. So my rose is that I get to see my son and we're gonna go play pickleball and soccer today. It's not usually a day that I see him, but I get to do that now, and I'm really excited. And I'm excited to be outside, honestly, because I feel like I need it. My thorn is that I'm having a lot of anxiety today. I don't know why I'm having a lot of anxiety, but here I am. And my bud is that I'm looking forward to doing this little mini episode. Yeah, and kind of getting back on schedule. I just finished, the book that's like super, super popular. I've seen it like on social media. It's like called Something with Abby Jimenez, and it's, I'm gonna have to like literally look it up. Just for the summer. There we go. So I just finished that book. That was really cool. So my husband's been golfing a lot, and so I go with him to golf, and instead of golfing with him, I'm bringing my books, and I finished it in like a day and a half. Such a good book. So good. Very relatable for me. Very relatable. I don't want to spoil the book, but I heard that it was like a tearjerker and like all the things, and it wasn't for me, but I think it was because it was really relatable. And so like, it was like, you know, it was just really, really, it was literally like, I felt like I knew why she was making every decision and why all the characters were making the decisions that they were making. So really good book though. Definitely recommend it. I'm excited to read more books that Abby has written and stuff like that. Tortured Poets came out while I was kind of like on this like crazy break. I feel like I'm gonna need like a whole episode of just like taking a look at Tortured Poets, honestly. If you don't know what Tortured Poets is, it's TTPTSD. I'm just kidding. But it is Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department. And yeah, it's pretty much taken over my life. So moving on to what I'm going to talk about for this little mini episode. So just kind of like, you know, I had said the past few episodes, I was really, really struggling with my mental health. I'm still struggling, but not nearly as much as I was struggling before. So what I hadn't shared on the podcast was that I was going to have to get a colonoscopy done and an endoscopy done, which I don't feel like the endoscopy is that big of a deal, but I feel like a colonoscopy was a little bit of a bigger deal. For the past couple of years, you know, and this is all TMI, I think, but I just also think it's really important to share it just because this is definitely not talked about with people our age, I don't think. Or, you know, I say our age, like everyone else is my age that's listening, but I'm like a younger millennial, and I just don't feel like it's talked about a lot. So that's why I don't mind sharing my experience. So the past few years, I was really struggling with a lot of GI issues. Before I had children, I was struggling. After I had children, or sometime in between, my doctor was like, oh, it's IBS. And I was like, okay, don't know what that means. Cool. Didn't really have any guidance on it for the past couple of years. is just something that I dealt with. It's honestly like a big reason of why I don't like to go out, why if I do drink, I'm at home, kind of like all those little things, you know? And so it's just been a little debilitating, you know? That on top of, you know, recently getting diagnosed like a year ago with ADHD, that it's all, but it just was taking like a toll on my mental health. And so I went to the doctor. I started having some really weird symptoms. Probably after I had my kids, I was like, something is wrong with me. Like, I know something is wrong with me. I couldn't quite figure out like what it was. And so, eventually I started having some symptoms of colon cancer, and I am very grateful. I will say, actually, I went to a GI doctor who literally, I was like, you know, I'm having all these issues. Like, I cannot eat, right? Like, I can't eat anything really. It feels like, you know, whether it has dairy in it or not, it's vegan or not, gluten-free, like all the things. I can't eat without getting like an excessive amount of bloatingness. And, you know, I have gained a lot of weight, not necessarily based off of what I'm eating. I think, you know, like I work out a couple of times a week. I definitely don't overeat, as far as I know. And, it's just, so it's been like a lot of like medical stuff that I'm like, what is going on with my body? And so, you know, I went to a GI doctor and I was like, hey, like I'm gaining this excessive amount of weight. I'm working out. I can't eat shit without literally like almost shitting myself. I'm getting so bloated. Like I will just look like I'm 9 months pregnant. Like after I'm eating like anything, like I was really big on green smoothies in the morning and I had to stop that because it was just making me sick. And so I was like, this is so annoying. Like, especially as somebody that struggles with their weight and struggles with their self-esteem. So it was like a lot. Went to this GI doctor and they were like, oh yeah, I don't know. Like literally was like, take magnesium. And I'm like, I do take magnesium. I do. And so that was really frustrating. So I went back to my PCP and I was like, hey, this guy is like not understanding what I'm saying. Didn't hear me. Told me to take more of a supplement that I'm already taking. I just don't think that's it. And especially because I was having these like really extreme symptoms of colon cancer. And so, and cancer runs in my family. So I have like a history of cancer, not necessarily colon cancer, but I, you know, like on both sides of my family, it's been a disaster. So it's always a bit, really big fear of mine. And so my doctor's like, great, let's send you to this other one. Thanks for telling me all the things. She sends me to this other doctor and I get in with the PA. Kid you all not, like I am so incredibly lucky that I was able to get a referral to this doctor and to his team, like with the PA, because I went in there, explained my symptoms, and within 10 minutes he was like, we're going to do a colonoscopy. We need to rule out that this is not colon cancer. Like, you know, you're at an age where we're seeing a lot of people with colon cancer, so we need to rule this out. And I freaked the hell out. I mean, I was like, oh my God, like they think I have colon cancer. Like, I don't know anyone in my life that's gotten, you know, a colonoscopy. I was so scared. And then it was the day of my colonoscopy or 2 days before my colonoscopy and everyone in my house tested positive for strep. So of course I couldn't do my colonoscopy because I was like, how am I going to do the prep? And then, you know, do all the things. So safe to say I was freaking the hell out. Okay. I was really, really nervous. So when I was like, and this was all happening at the beginning of this year. So when I first started the podcast and I was like hearing more things and learning more things about what people thought could be wrong with me, I think that also had like a really negative impact on my mental health. And so, so I end up, rescheduling my colonoscopy and, I just had it done last week, and thank any God that you believe in that I actually did come back negative for colon cancer. And so I'm really, really excited. There were some other stuff that came up, but thankfully nothing that is like cancer. So that's been really, really like, I think like a huge relief. I actually don't feel like I've said it out loud. until just now. But it was just a really, really big relief because I think it was really taking a toll on my mental health because I'm a mom and I'm just about to start this journey, as you all know, with my PhD program. And I've just lost too many relatives to cancer and seen their struggles with cancer. And I was just freaking out, especially because of the symptoms I was having. I will say I did end up also right before my colonoscopy, finally getting a diagnosis for PCOS. And so really crazy because I feel like this all happened within a week, you know, and so I'm freaking out about having cancer. I get to have PCOS, which is like the diagnosis itself is not like, you know, it's a condition. Like I have to, you know, I have to just learn how to live with it. But I think the nerve-wracking part with it for sure was like, and this is like an episode, going to be like a whole episode. Like this is like for another time, but just knowing that you have a condition and kind of grieving all of that, it's a lot. So, I mean, I think like even right before my colonoscopy, I was kind of like really emotional about it, but, that's what therapy is for. And so, yeah, so that's kind of why I've been MIA. I did end up recording like my colonoscopy prep like the day before and all the things. I will say as someone that struggles with like IBS, like the colonoscopy prep was actually not bad. And yeah, I'll have to make a whole episode about it, but it was not bad at all. And it was nice to just kind of know what I was like, you know, supposed to expect. So yeah, that's kind of why I have been MIA. I feel a lot better now, I think, mentally, now that all the testing for the colonoscopy and the colon cancer is over. I'm just really, really grateful that I didn't get bad news, basically, from this colonoscopy because that would have shattered my world. But yeah, so that's kind of an update. Like I said, I think I'm going to make those two topics like a whole episode. If you are anyone that has IBS, any GI issues, or have had a colonoscopy for, you know, whatever else, or someone who struggles with PCOS, I would love to hear from you. I would love to chat with you, have you on the podcast, kind of talk about it a little bit more. But yeah, so I'll leave you with this. It was just all really nerve-wracking. And so that's kind of why I just went MIA because I just literally didn't have it in me to even move most days. But yeah, so I hope you all enjoy the next episode with Ashton. I was so lucky to have her on and she's really one of my best friends and I am so grateful that she's in my life. So I love that I get to share a little part of her with you all because she really is so special to me. Thank you for tuning in and I'm excited because we actually have another guest coming on for next week. So we will see you all soon. Bye.